Expired, Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent the Senate go to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward.
Send your resolution forward. Are you seeking a reading, Senator? Would you like a
waiver? Mr. President, seek unanimous consent for the reading to be waived.
Hearing no objection, the reading of the resolution will be waived. Order of business is resolutions. Senator from Shelby. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I'm sending forward a list of committee members for the committees on administration, gubernatorial appointments, and rules, and I would ask that they be read.
Please send your list forward. Madam Secretary, please read the list.
Administration, Kayla Browden, Chair, Cindy O'Loughlin, Vice Chair, Mike Bernsketter, John Rizzo, Doug Beck. Gubernatorial appointments, Kayla Browden, Chair, Cindy O'Loughlin, Vice Chair, Jason Bean, Carla Esslinger, Tony Luchtemeyer, Mike Moon, Rick Bratton, Ben Brown, John Rizzo, Brian Williams, Angela Mosley. Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics, Cindy O'Loughlin, Chair, Kayla Browden, Vice Chair, Justin Brown, Bill Eigel, Mike Moon, Brian Williams, Carla May.
Senator from Shelby.
Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer those appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be first reading of pre-filed bills. Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to gaming. Senate Bill 2, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics. Senate Bill 3, an act relating to exemptions for certain regulations for the purposes of economic development. Senate Bill 4, an act relating to transparency in elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 5, an act relating to admission of non-resident pupils. Senate Bill 6, an act relating to employment security. Senate Bill 7, an act relating to the protection of information controlled by state agencies. Senate Bill 8, an act relating to property taxes. Senate Bill 9, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate. Senate Bill 10, an act relating to seizure of firearms. Senate Bill 11, an act relating to health care benefits provided by certain organizations. Senate Bill 12, an act relating to issuance of credit cards by lenders. Senate Bill 13, an act relating to the regulation of certain financial institutions. Senate Bill 14, an act relating to amending birth certificates. Senate Bill 15, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities for certain vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 16, an act relating to requiring weighted voting in county political party committees. Senate Bill 17, an act relating to defined terms in the public school funding formula. Senate Bill 18, an act relating to calculation of average daily attendance for early childhood education programs. Senate Bill 19, an act relating to minimum teacher's salary. Senate Bill 20, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System. Senate Bill 21, an act relating to the duration of unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 22, an act relating to eligibility for parole. Senate Bill 23, an act relating to the processing of motor vehicle sales tax by licensed motor vehicle dealers. Senate Bill 24, an act relating to first responders. Senate Bill 25, an act relating to a taxation exemption for certain federal grants. Senate Bill 26, an act relating to issuance coverage of pharmacy services. Senate Bill 27, an act relating to certified registered nurse anesthetists. Senate Bill 28, an act relating to access to public records of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Senate Bill 29, an act relating to interscholastic athletic competitions. Senate Bill 30, an act relating to sports wagering. Senate Bill 31, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 32, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts. Senate Bill 33, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection. Senate Bill 34, an act relating to elective social studies courses on the Bible. Senate Bill 35, an act relating to child support enforcement. Senate Bill 36, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 37, an act relating to conviction review unit. Senate Bill 38, an act relating to peace officer standards. Senate Bill 39, an act relating to participation in athletic competition. Senate Bill 40, an act relating to criminal background checks for persons having contact with students. Senate Bill 41, an act relating to the administration of medications by pharmacists. Senate Bill 42, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 43, an act relating to the use of self-defense. Senate Bill 44, an act relating to the maintenance of voters' registration records. Senate Bill 45, an act relating to Medicaid services for certain low-income women. Senate Bill 46, an act relating to telecommunicator first responders. Senate Bill 47, an act relating to licenses issued by the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 48, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics. Senate Bill 49, an act relating to gender transition procedures. Senate Bill 50, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 51, an act relating to the scope of practice of physical therapists. Senate Bill 52, an act relating to tax credits for the production of certain entertainment. Senate Bill 53, an act relating to grants to employers to encourage employees to obtain upskill credentials. Senate Bill 54, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 55, an act relating to foreign ownerships of agricultural land. Senate Bill 56, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 57, an act relating to tax credit for certain live entertainment events. Senate Bill 58, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects. Senate Bill 59, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 60, an act relating to the discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Senate Bill 61, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices. Senate Bill 62, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 63, an act relating to financial institutions. Senate Bill 64, an act relating to inquiries of wage ranges. Senate Bill 65, an act relating to the offense of unlawful use of weapons. Senate Bill 66, an act relating to the motor vehicle sales tax. Senate Bill 67, an act relating to tax credits for qualified film projects. Senate Bill 68, an act relating to historic motor vehicles. Senate Bill 69, an act relating to the promotion of business development. Senate Bill 70, an act relating to the Counseling Interstate Compact. Senate Bill 71, an act relating to broadband infrastructure. Senate Bill 72, an act relating to judicial privacy. Senate Bill 73, an act relating to sales tax exemptions. Senate Bill 74, an act relating to a a driving while intoxicated diversion program, Senate Bill 75, an act relating to public school retirement systems, Senate Bill 76, an act relating to the foreign ownership of agriculture land, Senate Bill 77, an act relating to public employee retirement systems, Senate Bill 78, an act relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies, Senate Bill 79, an act relating to nurses, Senate Bill 80, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses, Senate Bill 81, an act relating to parental choice in educational opportunities, Senate Bill 82, an act relating to public assistance, Senate Bill 83, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General, Senate Bill 84, an act relating to agriculture, Senate Bill 85, an act relating to local control school districts, Senate Bill 86, an act relating to the selling of raw milk and cream, Senate Bill 87, an act relating to elementary and secondary school age students participating in athletics, Senate Bill 88, an act relating to professional licensing, Senate Bill 9, an act relating to elementary and secondary education, Senate Bill 90, an act relating to the medical services for certain low-income women, Senate Bill 91, an act relating to reporting of abuse and neglect, Senate Bill 92, an act relating to rural workforce development incentives, Senate Bill 93, an act relating to corporate income taxes, Senate Bill 94, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects, Senate Bill 95, an act relating to property taxes, Senate Bill 96, an act relating to certain special taxing districts, Senate Bill 97, an act relating to the offense of unlawfully gaining entry into motor vehicle, Senate Bill 98, an act relating to elections, Senate Bill 99, an act relating to childhood immunizations, Senate Bill 100, an act relating to bullion, Senate Bill 101, an act relating to lender-placed insurance, Senate Bill 102, an act relating to qualification for petition circulators, Senate Bill 103, an act relating to court automation, Senate Bill 104, an act relating to the assessment of personal property, Senate Bill 105, an act relating to the assessment of real property, Senate Bill 106, an act relating to patient examinations, Senate Bill 107, an act relating to teacher-student loan forgiveness, Senate Bill 108, an act relating to abortion, Senate Bill 109, an act relating to mining, Senate Bill 110, an act relating to the administration of the state personnel law, Senate Bill 111, an act relating to the payment of salaries out of state treasury, Senate Bill 112, an act relating to transportation, Senate Bill 113, an act relating to public hearings for ballot measures submitted to the people, Senate Bill 114, an act relating to transportation for disabled persons, Senate Bill 115, an act relating to the practice of veterinary medicine, Senate Bill 116, an act relating to the disposition of the dead, Senate Bill 117, an act relating to civil actions, Senate Bill 118, an act relating to detention on arrest without a warrant, Senate Bill 119, an act relating to compensation for the Kansas City Chief of Police, Senate Bill 120, an act relating to the established post-traumatic stress disorder as an occupational disease, Senate Bill 121, an act relating to the Critical Incident Stress Management Program, Senate Bill 122, an act relating to compulsory school attendance, Senate Bill 123, an act relating to violations while on parole or conditional release, Senate Bill 124, an act relating to release by the parole board, Senate Bill 125, an act relating to technical violations while on parole, Senate Bill 126, an act relating to terms of probation, Senate Bill 127, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure, Senate Bill 128, an act relating to the costs and fees of in divorce proceedings. Senate Bill 129, an act relating to child custody arrangements. Senate Bill 130, an act relating to illegal aliens. Senate Bill 131, an act relating to sales tax exemption for the sale of firearms and ammunition. Senate Bill 132, an act relating to the confiscation of animals. Senate Bill 133, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain dependents. Senate Bill 134, an act relating to discussion of certain topics by school personnel. Senate Bill 135, an act relating to corporate income taxes. Senate Bill 136, an act relating to workforce development in elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 137, an act relating to a patriotic and civics training program for teachers. Senate Bill 138, an act relating to promoting Missouri hardwood. Senate Bill 139, an act relating to the designation of a historic region. Senate Bill 140, an act relating to workforce development investments of public utilities. Senate Bill 141, an act relating to peace officers' tuition reimbursement. Senate Bill 142, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 143, an act relating to tax credits for grocery stores. Senate Bill 144, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land. Senate Bill 145, an act relating to certificates of exemplary conduct and good moral character issued by a court. Senate Bill 146, an act relating to compensation for wrongful convictions. Senate Bill 147, an act relating to parole eligibility. Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the election of board members for street light maintenance districts. Senate Bill 149, an act relating to rejected absentee ballots. Senate Bill 150, an act relating to county commission districts, political subdivision party committees. Senate Bill 151, an act relating to a property tax exemption for a certain child care facilities. Senate Bill 152, an act relating to video services. Senate Bill 153, an act relating to minimum prison terms. Senate Bill 154, an act relating to the compensation of court reporters. Senate Bill 155, an act relating to the State Fair Commission. Senate Bill 156, an act relating to the inhalation of substances. Senate Bill 157, an act relating to collaborative practice arrangements with nurses. Senate Bill 158, an act relating to procedures and practices for public schools and school districts. Senate Bill 159, an act relating to medical mandates in educational institutions. Senate Bill 160, an act relating to public funding of health care. Senate Bill 161, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for food. Senate Bill 162, an act relating to the sales taxes on certain products. Senate Bill 163, an act relating to state contracts for job training programs. Senate Bill 164, an act relating to gender transition procedures. Senate Bill 165, an act relating to athletic opportunities for students. Senate Bill 166, an act relating to regulation of schools by political subdivision. Senate Bill 167, an act relating to medical requirements for commercial vehicle operators. Senate Bill 168, an act relating to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services. Senate Bill 169, an act relating to refusal of medical procedure or treatment. Senate Bill 170, an act relating to a tax credit for certain live entertainment events. Senate Bill 170, an act relating to medical requirements for commercial vehicle operators. Senate Bill 172, an act relating to public school curriculum and instruction. Senate Bill 173, An act relating to sales tax exemption for certain medical devices. Senate Bill 174, an act relating to public records and meetings. Senate Bill 175, an act relating to child employment. Senate Bill 176, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 177, an act relating to prohibiting discrimination against business based on environmental, social, or governance scores. Senate Bill 178, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 179, an act relating to tax deduction for financial institutions that provide loans in rural areas. Senate Bill 180, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 181, an act relating to the privatization of Missouri Employees Mutual Insurance Company. Senate Bill 182, an act relating to voting accessibility for persons with disabilities. Senate Bill 183, an act relating to MoHealthNet. Senate Bill 184, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for diapers. Senate Bill 185, an act relating to repealing provisions of law regulating industrial inspections. Senate Bill 186, an act relating to criminal offenses involving teller machines. Senate Bill 187, an act relating to disclosure of information pertaining to certain commercial financing products. Senate Bill 188, an act relating to the operation of platoons on Missouri roads. Senate Bill 189, an act relating to law enforcement animals. Senate Bill 190, an act relating to property tax assessments. Senate Bill 191, an act relating to contracts for work on the state highway system. Senate Bill 192, an act relating to video lottery. Senate Bill 193, an act relating to leave from employment. Senate Bill 194, an act relating to industrial hemp. Senate Bill 195, an act relating to terms of probation. Senate Bill 196, an act relating to geriatric parole. Senate Bill 197, an act relating to warrants executed by law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 198, an act relating to the waiver of fees for birth certificates for certain victims. Senate Bill 199, an act relating to adult high schools. Senate Bill 200, an act relating to firearms discrimination. Senate Bill 201, an act relating to COVID-19 vaccination mandates. Senate Bill 202, an act relating to local elections. Senate Bill 203, an act relating to sales tax refunds. Senate Bill 204, an act relating to certificates of need. Senate Bill 205, an act relating to the scope of practice for physical therapists. Senate Bill 206, an act relating to qualifications of fire protection employees. Senate Bill 207, an act relating to civil actions for public nuisances. Senate Bill 208, an act relating to nurses. Senate Bill 209, an act relating to the repeal of state-administered programs. Senate Bill 210, an act relating to absentee ballots. Senate Bill 211, an act relating to reemployment rights of Missouri Task Force 1 members. Senate Bill 212, an act relating to surgical smoke plume evacuation. Senate Bill 213, an act relating to child custody and paternity actions. Senate Bill 214, an act relating to child support for unborn children. Senate Bill 215, an act relating to alternative dispute resolution. Senate Bill 216, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure. Senate Bill 217, an act relating to unlawful possession of a firearm by a minor. Senate Bill 218, an act relating to redistricting political subdivisions. Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the Department of Transportation's fiber network. Senate Bill 220, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 221, an act relating to registration of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 222, an act relating to moratoriums on eviction proceedings. Senate Bill 223, an act relating to court automation. Senate Bill 224, an act relating to firearms on public transportation systems. Senate Bill 225, an act relating to the liability of business prohibiting firearms on the premises. Senate Bill 226, an act relating to a tax credit for education expenses. Senate Bill 227, an act relating to the culpable mental state necessary for a homicide offense. Senate Bill 228, an act relating to do not resuscitate orders. Senate Bill 229, an act relating to children's division contracts. Senate Bill 230, an act relating to participation of homeschool students in public school activities. Senate Bill 231, an act that was withdrawn. Senate Bill 232, an act relating to immunizations. Senate Bill 233, an act relating to electric vehicle charging station requirements. Senate Bill 234, an act relating to Board of Elections. Senate Bill 235, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 236, an act relating to gender transition procedures. Senate Bill 237, an act relating to the Missouri Housing Development Commission. Senate Bill 238, an act relating to the activity of forum limited liability companies in the state of Missouri. Senate Bill 239, an act relating to moratoriums on eviction proceedings. Senate Bill 240, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 241, an act relating to income tax. Senate Bill 242, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel. Senate Bill 243, an act relating to motor vehicle emissions inspections. Senate Bill 244, an act relating to the licensure of homes for children. Senate Bill 245, an act relating to the funding for the Office of the Public Defender. Senate Bill 246, an act relating to attendance in public school district summer school programs. Senate Bill 247, an act relating to an income tax deduction for a sale of certain employer securities. Senate Bill 248, an act relating to conveyance of certain state property. Senate Bill 249, an act relating to the Office of Child Advocate. Senate Bill 250, an act relating to organized retail theft. Senate Bill 251, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance. Senate Bill 252, an act relating to court filing surcharges. Senate Bill 253, an act relating to civil actions awarding damages for wrongful convictions. Senate Bill 254, an act relating to the offense of unlawful use of weapons. Senate Bill 255, an act relating to education savings accounts for elementary and secondary students. Senate Bill 256, an act relating to hunting and fishing permits for veterans. Senate Bill 257, an act relating to inmate charges for medical treatment at correctional facilities. Senate Bill 258, an act relating to covenant marriages. Senate Bill 259, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel. Senate Bill 260, an act relating to the motor fuel tax. Senate Bill 261, an act relating to unlawful merchandising practices. Senate Bill 262, an act relating to self-defense. Senate Bill 263, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibility. Senate Bill 264, an act relating to the Missouri RAP Back Program. Senate Bill 265, an act relating to a waterways and ports trust fund. Senate Bill 266, an act relating to water pollution. Senate Bill 267, an act relating to unlawful discrimination practices. Senate Bill 268, an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 269, an act relating to cost sharing under health benefit plans. Senate Bill 270, an act relating to vaccine administration by dentists. Senate Bill 271, an act relating to reappointment within political subdivisions. Senate Bill 272, an act relating to special administrative boards. Senate Bill 273, an act relating to the history of curriculum in public schools. Senate Bill 274, an act relating to the appointment of duties of commissioners to attend an Article 5 convention. Senate Bill 275, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for electricity. Senate Bill 276, an act relating to the Missouri Post-Conviction Drug Treatment Program. Senate Bill 277, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board. Senate Bill 278, an act relating to the deduction of business expenses related to the sale of marijuana. Senate Bill 279, an act relating to gaming. Senate Bill 280, an act relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies. Senate Bill 281, an act relating to gender assignment for children under 18 years of age. Senate Bill 282, an act relating to payments to MoHealthNet providers. Senate Bill 283, an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription insulin drugs. Senate Bill 284, an act relating to the Missouri Housing Trust Fund. Senate Bill 285, an act relating to conversion therapy for minors. Senate Bill 286, an act relating to implementation of federal law in this state. Senate Bill 287, an act relating to public health. Senate Bill 288, an act relating to the release of a defendant. Senate Bill 289, an act relating to prescribed controlled substance. Senate Bill 290, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 291, an act relating to emergency powers. Senate Bill 292, an act relating to liability employers. Senate Bill 293, an act relating to covenants not to compete. Senate Bill 294, an act relating to the recovery of overpaid unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 295, an act relating to the creation of wards in certain school districts. Senate Bill 296, an act relating to statewide licensure of home improvement contractors and salespersons. Senate Bill 297, an act relating to the timing of proceedings in courts. Senate Bill 298, an act relating to access to certain court records. Senate Bill 299, an act relating to video service providers. Senate Bill 300, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for electricity. Senate Bill 301, an act relating to the composition of the Missouri Commission on Human Rights. Senate Bill 302, an act relating to the redaction of personal identifying information from court automation systems. Senate Bill 303, an act relating to certificates of need. Senate Bill 304, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 305, an act relating to the unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 306, an act relating to the tax increment financing. Senate Bill 307, an act relating to personal flotation devices. Senate Bill 308, an act relating to obscene websites. Senate Bill 309, an act relating to searches and seizures by law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 310, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 311, an act relating to occupational diseases under workers' compensation laws. Senate Bill 312, an act relating to the safekeeping of personal information. Senate Bill 313, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Senate Bill 314, an act relating to child custody. Senate Bill 315, an act relating to transfer of appeals. Senate Bill 316, an act relating to prohibiting discrimination against businesses based on environmental, social, or governance scores. Senate Bill 317, an act relating to transportation funding. Senate Bill 318, an act relating to parental rights in public schools. Senate Bill 319, an act relating to the Joint Committee on Disaster Preparedness and Awareness. Senate Bill 320, an act relating to automatic stays of proceedings for members of the General Assembly. Senate Bill 321, an act relating to school meals. Senate Bill 322, an act relating to the regulation and licensing of the practice of naturopathic medicine. Senate Bill 323, an act relating to long-term care insurance. Senate Bill 324, an act relating to the Missouri Veterans Homes. Senate Bill 325, an act relating to police protection districts. Senate Bill 326, an act relating to fire protection districts. Senate Bill 327, an act relating to the oversight of the Department of Corrections facilities. Senate Bill 328, an act relating to powers of arrest. Senate Bill 329, an act relating to the extreme risk orders of protection. Senate Bill 330, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 331, an act relating to administrative rulemaking. Senate Bill 332, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land. Senate Bill 333, an act relating to renewable energy. Senate Bill 334, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate. Senate Bill 335, an act relating to duties of the Division of Weights. Senate Bill 336, an act relating to the Supplemental Welfare Assistance. Senate Bill 337, an act relating to electronic notification to victims of certain crimes. Senate Bill 338, an act relating to public schools. Senate Bill 339, an act relating to retirement benefits for certain public school employees. Senate Bill 340, an act relating to language assessment and literacy development for children who are deaf and hard of hearing. Senate Bill 341, an act relating to accountability measures for elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill 342, an act relating to consumer legal funding. Senate Bill 343, an act relating to the offense of unlawful discharge of a firearm. Senate Bill 344, an act relating to earrings taxes. Senate Bill 345, relating to railroad freight transport. Senate Bill 346, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 347, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 348, an act relating to funeral directors and embalmers. Senate Bill 349, an act relating to county or township-owned nursing homes. Senate Bill 350, an act relating to election crimes and security. Senate Bill 351, an act relating to peer review committees. Senate Bill 352, an act relating to the liability of employers for negligent hiring. Senate Bill 353, an act relating to method of calculating state aid. Senate Bill 354, an act relating to sales tax for emergency services. Senate Bill 355, an act relating to sale of certain lighters. Senate Bill 356, an act relating to the protection of unborn children. Senate Bill 357, relating to the acquisition of land by the United States government. Senate Bill 358, an act relating to state enforcement of federal regulations. Senate Bill 359, an act relating to guardian ad litem. Senate Bill 360, an act relating to the educational scholarships. Senate Bill 361, an act relating to exemptions from continuing education requirements for certain licensed professionals. Senate Bill 362, an act relating to public notice requirements for public contracts. Senate Bill 363, an act relating to school board vacancies in metropolitan districts. Senate Bill 364, an act relating to school district property taxes. Senate Bill 365, an act relating to guardianships. Senate Bill 366, an act relating to the Department of Revenue fee offices. Senate Bill 367, an act relating to business covenants. Senate Bill 368, an act relating to insurance coverage for bioidentical hormone therapy. Senate Bill 369, an act relating to parking enforcement. Senate Bill 370, an act relating to criminal records. Senate Bill 371, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 372, an act relating to a surcharge for petition for expungement. Senate Bill 373, an act relating to civil procedure. Senate Bill 374, an act relating to the renewable energy standard. Senate Bill 375, an act relating to child protection. Senate Bill 376, an act relating to qualifications to vote. Senate Bill 377, an act relating to prohibiting public entities from entering into contracts with companies engaged in economic boycotts. Senate Bill 378, an act relating to campaign finance disclosure deadlines. Senate Bill 379, an act relating to outdoor advertising. Senate Bill 380, an act relating to grants to employers for the purpose of enhancing cybersecurity. Senate Bill 381, an act relating to health and family academic standards. Senate Bill 382, an act relating to the regulation of animals. Senate Bill 383, an act relating to fees paid to the Division of Mine Inspection. Senate Bill 384, an act relating to the supervision of adult offenders on probation or parole for other states. Senate Bill 385, an act relating to tax credit for certain railroad construction expenses. Senate Bill 386, an act relating to actions for damages due to exposure to asbestos. Senate Bill 387, an act relating to behavioral health services for certain accused persons. Senate Bill 388, an act relating to credit unions. Senate Bill 389, an act relating to collection of monies owed to state agencies. Senate Bill 390, an act relating to classroom discussions about gender identity and sexual orientation in certain grade levels. Senate Bill 391, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General. Senate Bill 392, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 393, an act relating to physician licensure. Senate Bill 394, an act relating to subpoenas for discovery issued by foreign jurisdictions. Senate Bill 395, an act relating to the extension of certain Department of Natural Resources fees. Senate Bill 396, an act relating to air ambulance services. Senate Bill 397, an act relating to mental health treatment. Senate Bill 398, an act relating to the Motor Vehicle Franchise Practices Act. Senate Bill 399, an act relating to elementary and secondary school safety. Senate Bill 400, an act relating to restrictive covenants. Senate Bill 401, an act relating to business entities registered with the Secretary of State. Senate Bill number 402, an act relating to payments of prescription drugs. Senate Bill 403, an act relating to Missouri State Plane Coordinate System. Senate Bill 404, an act relating to ordinances regulating residential dwellings. Senate Bill 405, an act relating to the offense of endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree. Senate Bill 406, an act relating to the certification of juveniles for trial as adults. Senate Bill 407, an act relating to public employee retirement systems. Senate Bill 408, an act relating to excavation permits. Senate Bill 409, an act relating to the assessment of personal property. Senate Bill 410, an act relating to diversity, equity, inclusion requirements. Senate Bill 411, an act relating to participation of homeschool students in public school activities. Senate Bill 412, an act relating to consolidated public library districts. Senate Bill 413, an act relating to tax credits for investments in certain Missouri businesses. Senate Bill 414, an act relating to the filing of liquefied petroleum gas containers. Senate Bill 415, an act relating to salaries for school district personnel. Senate Bill 416, an act relating to civil actions for childhood sexual abuse. Senate Bill 417, an act relating to screening of certain school personnel. Senate Bill 418, an act relating to telemedicine. Senate Bill 419, an act relating to mental health services for vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 420, an act relating to rural emergency hospitals. Senate Bill 421, an act relating to death certificates. Senate Bill 422, an act relating to educational funding for students being treated at a residential treatment facility. Senate Bill 423, an act relating to certification of juveniles for trial as an adult. Senate Bill 424, an act relating to discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 425, an act relating to a tax credit for the purchase of blighted property. Senate Bill 426, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 427, an act relating to death certificates. Senate Bill 428, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 429, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses. Senate Bill 430, an act relating to prohibiting public entities from entering into contracts with companies engaged in economic boycotts. Senate Bill 431, an act relating to unlawful possession of a firearm. Senate Bill 432, an act relating to civil actions based on public expression. Senate Bill 433, an act relating to sales tax exemption for feminine hygiene products. Senate Bill 434, an act relating to a tax credit for providing services to homeless persons. Senate Bill 435, an act relating to providing services for homeless persons. Senate Bill 436, an act relating to fiduciary duties for investments of public employee retirement systems. Senate Bill 437, an act relating to tax credit for providing housing for victims of domestic violence. Senate Bill 438, an act relating to a pilot project for increasing children's access to incarcerated mothers. Senate Bill 439, an act relating to the offense of unlawful possession of a handgun. Senate Bill 440, an act relating to student journalists. Senate Bill number 441, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 442, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 443, an act relating to family court participants participating in the medical marijuana program. Senate Bill 444, an act relating to requirements of law enforcement agencies. Senate Bill 445, an act relating to use of force by law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 446, an act relating to restriction for individuals who are actually innocent. Senate Bill 447, an act relating to criminal records. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, an act relating to the right to hunt and fish. Senate Joint Resolution 2, an act relating to procedures for initiative petitions. Senate Joint Resolution 3, an act relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 4, an act relating to Mo Health Net. Senate Joint Resolution 5, an act relating to procedures for initiative petitions. Senate Joint Resolution 6, an act relating to the Parents' Bill of Rights. Senate Joint Resolution 7, an act relating to the state budget. Senate Joint Resolution 8, an act relating to abortion. Senate Joint Resolution number 9, an act relating to transportation funding. Senate Joint Resolution 10, an act relating to procedures for ballot measures that are submitted to the people. Senate Joint Resolution 11, an act relating to exemptions from property tax. Senate Joint Resolution 12, an act relating to initiative proposing constitutional amendments. Senate Joint Resolution 13, an act relating to the Office of Assessor in Charter Counties. Senate Joint Resolution 14, an act relating to riverboat gambling. Senate Joint Resolution 15, an act relating to property tax assessments. Senate Joint Resolution 16, an act relating to property tax exemptions. Senate Joint Resolution 17, an act relating to limitations on the legislative process, Senate Joint Resolution 18, an act relating to the taxation of real property, Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to abortion, Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to the right of individuals to refuse any medical procedure or treatment, Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to property tax assessments for certain seniors, Senate Joint Resolution 22, an act relating to the General Assembly, Senate Joint Resolution 23, an act relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly, Senate Joint Resolution 24, an act relating to jury trial waivers, Senate Joint Resolution 25, an act relating to the General Assembly, Senate Joint Resolution 26, an act relating to the property tax exemption for certain child care facilities, Senate Joint Resolution 27, an act relating to voter qualifications, Senate Joint Resolution 28, an act relating to constitutional amendments, Senate Joint Resolution 29, an act relating to parents' exclusive right to control the upbringing of their children, Senate Joint Resolution 30, an act relating to elections, Senate Joint Resolution 31, an act relating to the judiciary, Senate Joint Resolution 32, an act relating to the powers of the legislatures, Senate Joint Resolution 33, an act relating to constitutional amendments, Senate Joint Resolution 34, an act relating to the limits on state revenues, Senate Joint Resolution 35, an act relating to property taxes, Senate Joint Resolution 36, an act relating to the assessment of certain real property values.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of Senate bills. And on behalf of the Senator from Platt, I have a bill.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be introduction of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby, on behalf of the Senator from Pratt, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 448, introduced by Senator Lueckmeyer, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain retirement benefits.
Senator from Shelby.
I have a bill from the Senator from Livingston.
Please send the bill from the Senator of Livingston forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 449, introduced by Senator Black, an act relating to emergency medical dispatchers.
Senator from Shelby.
President, I have two bills from the Senator from Jackson.
Please send both bills from on behalf of the Senator from Jackson forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 450, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards. Offered by Senator Sarah Poy.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 37, introduced by Senator Searpoy. A joint resolution relating to repealing restriction on legislative staff acting, serving, or registering as a lobbyist after legislative employment.
Senator from Shelby.
President, I have a bill from the senator from the 20th.
Please send the bill forward on behalf of the senator from the 20th district. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 451, introduced by Senator Trent. An act relating to transparency in elementary and secondary education.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have two bills, one of which I'd like to offer a brief explanation.
Please send both bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 452, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to an income tax deduction for overtime compensation.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
I would, Mr. President. Thank you. Employers in Missouri, in large part, are finding that employees are hard to come by. And when we have good employees, we want to reward them with as much compensation as possible. Yet it seems that when an employee endeavors to work more, longer hours, and try to take home more money for their families, they're burdened by taxation that sometimes is upward to 30% or more on their overtime pay. So what I'm encouraging is that we will allow our workers in Missouri to work overtime and receive 100% of that overtime work, the compensation for that work done, to take home to provide for themselves and their families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 453, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to civil actions.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill? Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Newton. Senator Newton.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 454, introduced by Senator Carter, an act relating to transportation funding.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House. I ask that the Secretary please read the messages.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 2. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk. House Resolution Number 2, be it resolved that the following be elected permanent officers of the House of Representatives of the 102nd General Assembly. Chief Clerk, Dana Rodeman Miller. Doorkeeper, Charles Hildebrand. Sergeant-at-Arms, Randy Werner. Chaplain, Reverend Monsignor Robert Kerwicki. Vicar General. Introduced by District 30. Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 3. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 4. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk. House Resolution Number 4, be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 102nd General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of the resolution introduced by District 30. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Announcements? Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.